Chapter 75. Blood in the Brandy. The bell rang three times before Molly got to the front door, and I followed at her heels, for its summons sounded urgent. George Pound stood on the steps.
Yes?
Molly demanded.
I am on my way to the Midland, he announced over her head, and I thought you and Mr. Grice might want to be there.
Oh, I ain't not got no time for that, Molly sighed. Take Miss Middleton instead.
I wished he could. I wished he would take me in his arms there and then, and I could tell him how happy I was to see him, and all about my silly premonition. But I took my bonnet calmly off the table, while Mr. G. donned his soft felt hat.
Prince Ulrich, I asked, are you arresting him?
The inspector rushed back to his waiting Black Maria.
Bit late for that, he called as we hastened to join him. We've just had a report that Schlangerzan has been murdered. Oh, what a pity.
Mr. G. pushed past me into the back of the van, where five uniformed policemen were already seated.
I have selected the wrong cane.
And I barely had time to squeeze onto the bench beside three men, who were cursed by an inability to sit with their knees less than 2 feet apart, before George Pound slammed the door shut and went to join the driver up at the front.
What's that whistling?
A sergeant twitched his nose to sniff out the source of the noise, which I would have described as more of a high-pitched whine.
If you are referring to the musical tone, it emanates from my Grice patent canine sonar repellent device,
Mr. G. divulged haughtily. The constable opposite me gawked.
You what?
It should be playing a note undetectable by the human ear, which dogs find distressing.
I'm not enjoying it much myself, I confessed.
The pitch is supposed to be 1¾ octaves higher.
Mr. G. twiddled the handle and the volume increased.
Can't you turn it off?
The sergeant wiggled a finger in his ear.
I am endeavouring to do so.
He twisted it 3½ revolutions clockwise.
But the valve appears to have jammed. Oh, good.
A constable clapped his hands to the sides of his head. The noise grew louder and began to warble.
Dash it!
Sidney Grice banged the handle on the floor, and I looked ahead innocently. I did not like to tell my guardian that Molly had taken it upon herself to use some of his sticks to fish laundry out of the copper, and I had helped her to dry them and put them back in the rack before he came home. 10 jostling, bruising minutes later, we were there, Mr. G. waving his stick so vigorously to discourage 2 collies that came prancing over to greet him that he caught a young lady under the chin.
Both our evenings will be much improved if you would take more care and make less noise,
he advised above her howls. The cane clicked, and she and it fell mercifully silent.